Hey there, we're back with another video. So, today we're going to talk about responsibility. Responsibility, it sounds very grown up and adult. And it is, it really is. And it's super, super important. Here's the thing. Everything in your life is a reflection of you. Everything that you draw to you, every experience that you draw to you is something that you have created, that you have manifested, that you have made happen in the world somehow. And you need to take 100% responsibility for everything that is in your life. 100%. Not 99.999%. Famous five dimes. No. 100%. There's no loopholes. There's no nothing. And now you say, like, what? Or you say, well, what about, you know, the people who are starving in Africa and all of a sudden, is that their stuff? They're like, no, or yes, or I don't know, or I don't give a shit. But for you and I, operationally, I want you to take the mindset that everything that is in your life is your responsibility. And I don't want you to go into blame, because blame, taking responsibility is not about blame. Well, if I created this, like, I broke my knee, did I really create that? And am I to blame for the problems that I have? Or if I don't have a lot of money, is that, I just need to blame myself? Well, no, because blame doesn't do any good. Blame is about making things wrong and saying, you know, pointing the finger at someone. But what we want to talk about here, the way that we operate, is that everything is right. Everything is right just the way it is, because the universe doesn't make any mistakes. So whatever you have in your life is right now, for this moment. And you need to love and accept everything that is in your life. And you need to love and accept yourself exactly as you are. And when you love yourself and you love everything that's in your life, even the stuff that you don't really like or want, but you're able to love it anyway, then there's no blame. And when you're able to love it anyway, then you are doing what you need to do. Then you're creating the conditions in which things can become better. Nothing ever gets, you know, solved by fighting them, right? The US has had a war on drugs for how many years? And has it done any good? No. The US has a war on terror. Is it doing any good? No. You can't fight things with war. You can't win by struggling, by fighting them. You win by loving what is and raising your vibration, raising your whatever, let's call it vibration, higher than the problem, and the problem dissolves and it goes away. That's how you do things. So I want you to take 100% responsibility for everything that is in your life, and I want you to never again blame yourself or anyone. There are no victims. You are not a victim. But feeling like a victim is something that we all do a lot. It's an epidemic among humans to feel like victims. It's the government's fault. It's our parents' fault. It's the country. It's the society. It's the weather. It's the, like, whatever. And when we take responsibility, what we say is, like, It is the way it is. My upbringing is the way it is, or it was the way it was. The weather is what it is. The police officer right there is what he is. Like, whatever it is what it is. And I accept it. We stop resisting it. We just accept it and say, okay, that's the way it is. It's not the way that I consciously would have wanted to create it, but it's the way that it is. And I accept responsibility for somehow, I don't know how, I don't know why, it wasn't intentionally, but somehow I created this in my life, and I accept myself for having done that, and I accept it for what it is, and I even might be willing to go a step further and love myself for having created this, and love this for being the way it is. Now what do you want to do about it? What do I want to do about it? What step do I want to take right now? What action do I want to take? What do I want to do to get closer to what I really want? And that's the mindset that I want you to have, is how can I take responsibility for this thing? And specifically in relation to anything outside of you, other people, things, events, whatever it is, we tend to think, like, if we have an argument that there's either I'm to blame or you're to blame. And so we're portioning up this pie that says, like, well, I'll take this much blame, but then you've got to take them, like, this, all this blame. Or, like, we do that kind of portioning up the blame. And what I want you to do is let go of blame together, and then the image is of two pies. So I have one pie, and I own 100% of responsibility for my side of things, and you have a pie, and you own 100% responsibility for your end of things. And so, like, I give you your responsibility back, like your feelings, your reactions, all that stuff. That's not my responsibility. But I'm responsible for my feelings, and I'm responsible for having attracted this into my life in the first place. And when we're willing to take responsibility, that's when we become the creator of our lives. Do you see, like, every time that you play the victim, every time that you believe that you're a helpless victim of something that's going on, then you're no longer the creator. And now you're powerless to do something about it. And that's not a fun place to be, is it? Right? It's not. We want to have the power to change things. We want to be able to do things differently. We want to be able to create the lives that we want. And the way that we do that is by taking responsibility. By saying, okay, I didn't mean to, but I somehow managed to create this. I managed to create this in my life. Now what do I really want to create instead? What action do I want to take? So that's responsibility. And like, one of the favorite ways that I like to play the victim game is by thinking there's something wrong with me. That's the card that always, like, oh, maybe my, you know, what I want is wrong, or maybe I just, like, am, maybe I love wrong, or maybe I think wrong or cook wrong. I'm not good at, like all that story is just another way to avoid taking responsibility. Saying, well, I make myself wrong, and then I don't really have to fully own what I want or fully own whatever is going on. The way that I am, fully own me, and be like, okay, this is the way that I am. Now what do I want to do, right? Then I can make myself wrong, and then I can just be like, so I'm wrong, so I can't really help it, so I'm a victim, blah, blah, blah. And we all do this. We all kind of tend to race to the victim position, and then we need to train ourselves to do otherwise. And the way that we do otherwise is that we just accept and we love and we ask the question, now what do I want? A lot of us are really good at what we don't want. Well, I don't want you to be this way. I want you to change. I want you to be blah, blah, blah. I want things to be different. But that's not helpful. Like, what do I want? And it's not like, I want you to change. It's like, I want, but you can totally be, I want a partner who is, or I want a business partner, I want a customers who are like this. You can totally define all of that, and then you can take responsibility for attracting that into your life, right? So that's how you do with wanting things and with taking responsibility. Most of us have a lot of commitment to things that we don't really want. Like, we're unconsciously committed to being unsuccessful or powerless or being a victim and all that stuff. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to peel away all that stuff or we want to surface those commitments that are underlying things and change them. And very often when we have something in our lives that we don't want, the way that we take responsibility for it is that we become curious about how and why we've created this. What is it that we're committed to that has caused us to create this thing that we don't think that we want or that we don't consciously want? And taking responsibility for the commitments that we have to being, to playing small, to being victim, to be whatever it is, and then changing them so they can be something else. And consciously committing to something different. And then every time that we catch ourselves doing the wrong thing, that's just an invitation to recommit to what we really want. It's not a good reason to make ourselves wrong again. It's like, I commit to living in truth, to living in love, to expanding in love, to always be kind and loving and generous with myself. I commit to sharing my gifts freely. I commit to being generous with my gifts and with my energy, with my whatever it is that you want to be generous with. those kinds of commitments you want to take. All right, so that was responsibility. I hope it all makes sense. This is really critical. This is your ability to create the life that you want. This is your God power, is your creator force, your responsibility. Very crucial. Notice every time you're avoiding taking responsibility for something, and then stop, accept, love, and then ask yourself, what do I want? And you can do the same with others. If they're not taking responsibility, if they're being victim, instead of blaming them or anything like that, you just stop and you say, I hear what you're saying. Now, what do you want? What is it that you want? What is the outcome that you want? Get them to focus on what you actually want instead of pointing fingers and blame and all that stuff. Take responsibility. This is what it is. It is what it is. Now, what do I want? All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.